This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon. I'm Alex Degman in for Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. President Donald Trump told hundreds of the country's top military officials today that he spoke to U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth about using, quote, dangerous cities as training grounds for the military. Trump added, quote, we're going into Chicago very soon. The Sun-Times reports Trump also criticized Chicago crime, despite data that shows falling crime rates in the city. Today's remarks follow the news that the Illinois National Guard got word from Homeland Security that they want to deploy 100 military troops to Illinois. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson told CNN this morning that nobody should be okay with armed militarized troops being sent to cities. A small Mexican grocery store in Cicero is pivoting to grocery deliveries as immigration operations continue in Chicago and the suburbs. My WBEZ colleague Araceli Gomez Aldana brings us this story.
Diego Reynoso is the manager at his family store, Supermercado Reynoso in Cicero. He says when immigration operations started ramping up this month, he saw business at his store decline. That's when he had an idea: offer a free delivery service.
Yeah, a lot of people have been saying, like, oh, thank you for what you're doing. Oh, God bless you guys, because like, a lot of people are scared.
2 weeks ago, Reynoso posted on social media to promote the service. They've had an average of 30 deliveries a week. Reynoso says they currently rely on family and friends as delivery drivers, but he says everyone is happy to help. Araceli Gomez Aldana, WBEC News.
A WBEZ analysis of federal data for H-1B visa applications shows which employers in Chicago could be impacted by an executive order that President Trump signed last week. The H-1B visa program is intended to let highly skilled workers from other countries work in the U.S., but companies that want to hire them will now have to pay a fee of $100,000 per worker. In Chicago, these workers contribute to a significant share of the professional services, IT, and finance workforces. Just in the last fiscal year, my WBEZ colleague Amy Chin reports that there were about 12,000 H-1B-approved applications from Chicago-based employers. The top three employers by volume account for more than half the approvals: Capgemini America, Accenture, and JPMorgan Chase. Researchers from the University of Chicago and Argonne National Laboratory published a new study about sensor technology that can detect PFAS, also known as forever chemicals, in water sources. PFAS are used in products like nonstick pans and raincoats. My WBEZ colleague Juan Pablo Ramirez-Franco reports about 98% of the U.S. population has traces of PFAS in their blood. Junhong Chen is an author of the study. He says in order to filter the toxic chemicals, they first need to be measured.
The device we have been developing has a potential to lead to cost-effective detection.
Typically, PFAS testing is expensive and happens in high-tech labs. Chen's sensors are portable and can take measurements in just minutes. Several Chicago theaters took home big prizes at last night's 2025 Equity Jeff Awards. Court Theater in Hyde Park won the most honors at 9, including awards for the play Berlin, about the rise of fascism in Germany. Shattered Globe took home 7 awards, including for the play Lobby Hero. The ceremony honored theaters with big birthdays as well. The Goodman Theater is turning 100 this fall, and 4 Chicago theaters have reached their 50th season: the Marriott, Northlight, Oak Park Festival, and Steppenwolf Theaters. You're listening to The Rundown. The U.S. Homeland Security Department says it's arrested more than 500 people in Illinois as part of a Trump administration deportation blitz. To counter fear and anxiety among immigrants, supporters have organized rapid response networks. The idea is to track down immigration agents, then monitor and protest their activity. A West Suburban group coordinates a rapid response network called the People's Patrol. My WBEZ colleague Chip Mitchell spent a day on patrol with the group's leader.
It's mid-morning in Wheaton, 25 miles west of downtown Chicago. Cristobal Cavazos opens his car's hatch and packs in bullhorns, 5-gallon buckets, and drumsticks to pound on him. He invites me to climb in, and right away he gets a call. It's a People's Patrol volunteer. She's at an industrial park in Bensonville, a half hour away. There's a lot of manufacturing and food processing there because it's near O'Hare, the airport. This volunteer tells Cristobal there are also a lot of feds today, maybe from Immigration and Customs Enforcement, the agency known as ICE.
There's been a hotbed of ICE activity there since Trump came in. And we've actually seen ICE go into a factory about a month and a half ago looking for someone, and they freaked out the whole factory and they took some people there. So we're headed there, and it's just really sad the way the United States crucifies their workers, particularly in this case, their essential workers that are in these factories giving us food.
Cristobal heads the Casa DuPage Workers Center, a nonprofit focused on immigrant rights. It runs the People's Patrol, an effort to locate ICE activity, record it, document any abuses, and voice community opposition right on the spot.
We have 180 people, all volunteers, trainings every other Friday.
As they go about their daily lives, they all keep an eye out for ICE activity. The ICE officers drive unmarked vehicles, but People's Patrol volunteers will sometimes tail them. If the agents stop anyone or converge on a house or workplace, volunteers get the word out through a Facebook page and text groups.
We'll send people to go check it out. We want to go in and show the community, hey, we got your back. We're in the midst of a historic fight back right now against ICE.
Cristobal clenches his fist. I make sure the other hand stays on the wheel.
We're not going to leave any space to ICE. The People's Patrol is there to fill these spaces of terror and fear with solidarity and strength.
We get to Bensonville, and it turns out to be just a press conference about some illegal imports, no immigration sweep. Now, though, Cristobal is getting word about ICE arrests out in Elgin.
So we're going to head over. We're going to grab our car.
We get back on an expressway. I'm getting a sense of the mileage Cristobal racks up each day to show his community's opposition to President Trump's deportation blitz. I ask how he got into this work. He talks about his parents. His mom came from South Texas. His dad, Northern Mexico. Migrant farm workers.
They would drive all over. They would go to Nebraska. They would go to Indiana. They would go to Michigan for the apples, potato picking in Idaho. And they started to pick cotton. Keep in mind, these were Mexican workers traveling in the South during Jim Crow and Juan Crow, being asked to sit in the back of restaurants. And my father as well, you know, he would tell us stories about when they would go to Mexico, they would come back and they would spray them with some kind of a chemical spray to supposedly get all the germs off of Mexican workers.
Sprayed down with DDT, a pesticide later banned for killing too much wildlife. Eventually, Cristobal's parents heard about jobs in the Chicago area. They settled in DuPage County. Cristobal was born in Winfield. Throughout his childhood, he heard what his parents had gone through, but also about freedom fighters like farm worker organizer Cesar Chavez and Mexican revolutionary Emiliano Zapata.
Zapata once said, "I would rather spend one day standing up than 1,000 years on my knees."
So Cristobal gets in his car day after day to stand up to Trump's immigration enforcement.
Ya estamos en dos minutos.
We finally reach Elgin. Some People's Patrol volunteers there tell Cristobal the day's immigration arrests seem to be over with. But now there's a call about a Homeland Security SUV outside a hotel 20 minutes away.
Parked at the Marriott in Bloomingdale. So that's where we were headed over there.
When we pull up, the SUV is still there. So are some People's Patrol volunteers. I follow them to the front desk.
This is my general manager.
Hey, how y'all doing?
The hotel manager tells Cristobal that Homeland Security officers are frequent guests there. He tells her that's wrong.
The fact that they're staying here, using your premises, you know, to launch their war of terror on the immigrant communities we see, you know, that goes against our values. I would invite you to just tell them to leave, you know.
Cristobal's request to the hotel manager that she kick out the Homeland Security officers, it seemed like a long shot, so he starts working his phone to get more of his people there. By sundown, 24 protesters are in front of the hotel with a petition to kick the officers out. A few days later, I find Cristobal at a different protest. I ask him to sit down for a minute.
So, Cristobal, you've been fighting for immigrant workers for more than 2 decades. Now there's a backlash and this crackdown on undocumented workers. How do you feel?
You know, we had a protest a couple weeks ago, and we had one guy literally come up and spewing racial epithets and screaming at us.
Then, an immigration officer in West Suburban Franklin Park fatally shot a Mexican man during a traffic stop.
You feel this almost like this emptiness, and you look at your community and people that you love are afraid. It's a dark night of the soul. People on social media, they don't like what we're doing, and they think that we're too out there. We're putting people in danger by being community organizers.
You're hearing this from some immigrants.
Yeah. When you feel the government attacking you, you just feel that you're somehow not an essential, valuable part of the community, that you should be gone because of the color of your skin or the fact that you were not born in the United States. There's people that don't have courage right now.
Cristobal admits sometimes he doesn't have courage. He sometimes questions his role in the immigrant movement.
I mean, here we have a Mexican-American born in Winfield. You know, most of our base is, you know, from Mexico. You know, I have relatives that don't support what I do, conservative relatives that are evangelical Christians that just think, you know, that Trump is somehow part of the Armageddon and, you know, the end of the world.
That it's all inevitable. So I ask him how he keeps going.
Every morning I give thanks to God. I give thanks for my family. I give thanks for my organization, Casa DuPage. I give thanks for the beautiful allies. You know, the past few months, more and more people have been coming out of the shadows to say, how can we help?
Well, how can they help?
Sometimes the only thing we have is resistance, and particularly this moment, we don't know where this is going to end. But you have faith in justice. You have faith in principle. You have faith.
Cristobal Cavazos says his faith will guide him when he's back out on patrol, tomorrow and the day after. Chip Mitchell, WBEZ News.
Partly cloudy skies are forecast tonight. Expect temperatures in the low 60s. Partly sunny for our Wednesday with a high around 76. And Thursday looks mostly sunny with a high around 82. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Alex Stegman. Thanks for listening.